The Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit is made possible in part by Samaritas, the state's largest private foster care and adoption agency. However, Samaritas also provides a number of other services around the state. They are one of the largest refugee resettlement agencies in Michigan. They serve homeless families, persons with disabilities, abused and trafficked women. They also provide market rate and affordable housing for seniors and HUD housing for families, and also have skilled nursing, memory care, and rehab communities in Grand Rapids, Cadillac, and Saginaw. Samaritas, we thank them for their support here at Deadline Detroit. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit. Glad to have you with me on this Thursday. And maybe you're getting tired of watching these hearings. I've been watching them all day again today. But we'll talk more about that on tomorrow's show when we do the week that was. Today, I want to talk about something that's a little bit more important here close to home. Wayne County entering into a deal with Neighborhood Defender Services to really increase the ability for people who are unable to afford legal counsel to get the type of representation they need when facing criminal situations. Indigent defense is a problem not just in the city of Detroit and not just in Wayne County, but really nationally. And NDS is doing some really, really good work on that front. We'll have an opportunity to talk to representatives from both the county and NDS about this new program and how it's going to impact those who are facing problems in the criminal justice system. So stick around for that on the Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit. The Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit is made possible in part by TechTown Detroit, Detroit's entrepreneurship hub. TechTown Detroit is a business incubator and accelerator, helping tech startups and local businesses launch and grow. TechTown supports businesses with co-working, office, meeting, and event space. They also connect entrepreneurs to resources and learning and networking events in Detroit. TechTown Detroit, Detroit's entrepreneurship hub. Hey, Craig here. Thanks for checking out the show. I really do appreciate it. If you have listened to my program in the past, you know that on occasion I will talk about the issues of whether or not people who don't have a lot of money get adequate legal representation when they're facing criminal charges. Of course, the court will appoint a lawyer to anybody that needs one, but oftentimes the public defender's offices are understaffed, underfunded, and they don't necessarily have enough time to make sure that they get the kind of defense that somebody who's got resources might get. Some would argue that it's even a so-called two-tiered justice system for people that have money and don't. Well, Wayne County was taking a look at the issue here and decided that they needed to do something about it. They have now partnered with an organization called the NDS. This is the Neighborhood Defender Services, based out of New York, to handle about 25% of the indigent defense cases here in the city. It's going to reduce caseloads, and it's also going to be a new approach to dealing with their clients and their clients' needs, something they call a holistic approach. So yesterday afternoon, I had a chance to sit down in the Guardian Building lobby with James Heath, who is corporate counsel for Wayne County here in Michigan, and also with Shante Parker, who is the director of the Detroit office of NDS. Here's that conversation. This is an issue I've been following for a long time. This is something that I know has been problematic, not just in Detroit, but in a number of cities across the country for a long time. That is the quality of the defense that people with lesser means get around the country. And I don't want to necessarily call it a two-tiered justice system, but it is certainly perceived that way by a lot of people. And I guess, Shante, I'm going to give you the first crack at this question. You know, when you look at the biggest problem that needs to be fixed when it comes to poor people getting adequate defense, what is that hurdle? Is it simply money or is there something else?
I think resources is a huge part of it, right? To be able to have an attorney who has a manageable caseload so that they can adequately represent you. That means investigating your case, doing all that they need to do to be able to go into court and really fight for you and to have the time to meet with you and spend time with you and your family to learn who you are. So I think resources really help that because you can have lower caseloads when you have more resources.
James, I guess I'll ask you this question. I mean, when you look at Wayne County specifically, where are we when it comes to caseload for the typical person, public defender, that's doing this kind of work?
So we were well above the national standards. And we were really able to learn that after the state passed the Indigent Defense Act, which created the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission. And it was really the first clear sign that the state was really serious about putting the sort of resources that were constitutionally required into the indigent defense system.
Well, constitutionally required? I mean, what does the Constitution say about this?
Well, the Constitution demands that all citizens, regardless of their means and ability to pay, should receive a fair shot at the justice system. And so one of the first things that Wayne County did was contract with the Sixth Amendment Center to do really a groundbreaking study looking at the indigent defense side of things, specifically the work that the Public Defender's Office was doing. And so we got a planning grant from the state of Michigan, looked at the examples and the results of that, and we went out to bid to select a new vendor for providing 25% of the felony defense for Wayne County. And so that's how we got to know NDS, mm-hmm. and we went through a pretty rigorous evaluation process, and we're so happy to have them on board doing work for Wayne County residents right now.
Well, Shante, you know, we're here because the new office is now open, but this was announced back in the spring that this partnership is going to be taking place. You know, what sort of work goes into getting an office like this open, and what kind of research do you need to do about the what's happening on the ground here in a place like Wayne County?
Yeah, so it's quite a bit of work, exciting work. I'm really honored and that I had the opportunity to be a part of this. James said this is really groundbreaking, not only here in Michigan, but also nationally. And so, you know, we took a look at the Sixth Amendment Center's report to sort of see what they found. We looked at the request for proposals that Wayne County put out to look for what they wanted in office. And then we were very thoughtful about our own model that we know works in Harlem. Looked at the founding of the organization, what the values were of the people who got together to put together that model. Looked at what people were experiencing here on the ground, what practitioners were saying about what was needed, and then drew on our own experience in public defense for over 10 years to really think about the kind of office that we wanted to build, and then really got here on the ground and started doing the work.
Well, you know, I do want to sort of talk about the momentum that is building nationally around this whole issue of competent defense. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to disparage people who've been doing this work for a long time. They've just had big caseloads, and everybody would like to do an effective job of representing their clients, obviously. But it certainly seems as if nationally this is an issue that's getting a lot more attention and that we're starting to recognize that, you know, justice, if you're going to talk about equal justice, you know, equal representation is a big part of that. How long have you been thinking about this, James?
So, I mean, even more important than how long I've been thinking about it, I mean, you know, County Executive Evans has been an integral part of the criminal justice system.
Yeah, law enforcement officer
For decades and decades. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, people think because of his law enforcement background
that he wouldn't be interested
as a sheriff,
somehow,
as a former chief of police, is that, you know, he just wants to lock everyone up. And that just couldn't be further from the truth. And so really from the beginning of his administration, he wanted to start looking at how could we improve all aspects of the criminal justice system, and whether it's building a state-of-the-art facility for those who are housed in county jails, whether it's having the courage to take the leap with NDS, a firm new to the city of Detroit, obviously, you know, all of those things, you know, matter quite a bit. And I'm so blessed and encouraged that he's given the Department of Corporation Counsel the green light to move aggressively in negotiating with the state so that Wayne County gets the resources, frankly, that it's owed, so that we can have a state-of-the-art criminal justice indigent defense system.
Well, Shante, I want to get a sense as to what NDS coming in is going to mean for people that are facing this type of a situation. I know that the caseloads are going to be reduced for the people that are doing this kind of work. That's a big part of this. What's the ultimate goal as to what NDS is going to be able to provide in terms of, one, manpower, person power, I guess, and two, the quality of that defense?
Yeah, so, I mean, just on a numbers level, right, the former provider, we've doubled the amount of attorneys that we have. I think we have 34, there were 17 before, right? So doing the same amount of work, more attorneys. So just from a numbers perspective, folks can see that their attorneys don't have as many cases as they used to have. In addition, because we've got those additional resources, when we assign the cases, we're our attorneys are going out to meet their clients or having them into the office much earlier in the process, because we've got administrative support to get those cases into our case management system. They've got a social worker and client advocates who they can send out to meet with clients or have them into the office to talk about what are the issues that they're facing that brought them into contact with the criminal justice system. We've got more investigators, so we can go out and hit the ground and really look for evidence that's crucial to our defense. It's just from beginning to end, we've really got more resources to really devote to our clients. And I think that they'll feel a difference in the relationship that they'll have with the representation because of those additional resources.
And I think one important thing, and Shante is right, that the resources are very important, but it's not just the resources. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we were excited about was really the model that NDS has. Because what I think a lot of people don't know is that the vast majority of attorneys who were working with the prior public defender are now working at NDS. And if you were to talk to those people, they're excited about the increased training opportunities they're receiving and the different training opportunities, learning from national experts. Right. There's just a great spirit in the office. The holistic defense model is what really blew Wayne County away and why NDS has the contract that they do.
Well, you know, I was looking, of course, when I went into your office for this interview, and we are, of course, in the lobby of the Guardian building right now, which is where your offices are. I should remind folks that they're in the Guardian building in downtown Detroit. You have on the wall your mantra, I guess I'd say. You talk about holistic defense.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
It means that we see our clients as whole people, right? And thank you, James, for reminding me of that, is that we have these values that are central to our work, that in addition to the resources, we really approach the work differently. And I've worked at a number of different nonprofits and public defender offices, and so I was very thoughtful about, you know, you get more resources in, that's helpful, but what is the culture that we need to cultivate in our office so that people, our staff, is really going the extra mile for our clients? So holistic means that we see them as whole people. We understand that they come to us not just with a criminal matter, but with other issues that we need to understand and address and be able to articulate to judges and prosecutors so they have a better understanding.
So when you deal with it that way and you have a better understanding of what this person's family situation is, what their life situation is, job status, all these sorts of things, I mean, I don't think judges are looking for ways to make sure that other people are punished along with the people that are facing the charges. Does this model help resolve some of those unintended consequences of prosecution?
Yeah, I definitely think so, right? You think about someone being incarcerated pre-trial. You know, if we can work with providers like the Bell Project to get someone out more quickly because we've had contact with them, we find out who their family members are, contact with the family members to try to pay bail, that is a way that someone is free before their case is finished. And so, you know, there are costs that are associated with someone being incarcerated, from phone calls to visits. That person isn't contributing to the household income. And so that's a tangible benefit for families when we are able to get into the case earlier and help resolve those issues.
And we could go off on a whole tangent about bail reform. You know, that's another issue that we could probably get into. But, you know, I guess I want to get a sense, too, about how the prosecutors are dealing with this concept. And it seems to me that judges, prosecutors, the courts, this might reduce the amount of time it takes a case to come to trial. If you've got better representation, fewer cases per attorney, it clears dockets, doesn't it?
Well, you know, even though we have an adversarial system, I think everyone involved in it can agree. And every trial judge will tell you that they want to have a quality prosecutor on a case and a quality defense attorney. And you know, the fact that we have taken, you know, further strides to make sure that all defendants have that just works out well for everyone involved. And also, I don't think there's any actor in the system, and we all play our particular role. I don't think anyone wants people who ought not be in jail or in prison to be there. And I don't think that, you know, anyone, you know, whether you're a prosecutor, defense attorney, judge, Wayne County, whoever it is, can sleep well at night if we don't have a sense that everyone is getting the high quality defense that they deserve. And so I think we're all on the same page in that regard.
And in addition to the defense, right, we've got social workers on staff who are working to identify service providers in the community, right? So there's a web of people in this community who are providing vital services to people who need them. Sometimes you don't know who they are and where they are to connect the dots. And so we're able to map that, to provide a resource guide. We're working on one internally so that not only are we helping with the case, but we can then connect people to services in a way that I think is just makes a lot more sense and is more beneficial for clients and their families.
Well, you know, you mentioned investigation, though, and I think this is important because, and I know that we were talking about this a little bit earlier, James, is that, you know, adequate investigations, having somebody who's actually investigating on behalf of the defendant, not just the prosecutors and the police, that's something that sort of evens the scales of justice a little bit.
It's key, and frankly, you know, that's one of the several standards that the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission has advanced, is that they want people to have these kind of, I'll call them third-party resources that would even the playing field, if you will. And so one of the things that's exciting, and not only will defendants see their attorney per MIDC standards within 72 hours of assignment, you know, NDS, we've already started to get requests to the sheriff's office to say, listen, we want our investigators to be able to come in and meet with clients as well, so that they can get a head start on mounting the sort of defense that needs to be mounted. And so it's a holistic approach, as Shante has been saying. And, you know, we wrote, Wayne County, we wrote specifically into our compliance plan with the state of Michigan. We received $17 million additional dollars from the state to provide these sorts of services. We specifically wrote in, we need funds for social workers, investigators, experts, so that they can be a part of the trials, not only the NDSs are defending, but also for the other 75% of the indigent criminal cases, because right now, that 25% that NDS is doing is really only about 4,000 to 5,000 of the felony cases in Wayne County. Most of indigent defendants right now in Wayne County are still going to be represented by a member of the private bar.
Right. Sure.
And so we want to make sure that the resources that the county was able to secure from the state also go to helping those defendants get the same sort of representation that NDS clients are going to be receiving.
Right.
It seems that one of the big factors and one of the things that NDS can accomplish is really educating not just the defendants themselves, but their families as well about the process, what they're going through. Because some of the frustration that I've heard from people who are going through the criminal justice system is they just didn't know what was happening.
Right.
They had no idea. What does this stage mean? What happens here? What are my options? Do I have any good options?
Right.
Talk a little bit about the importance of having an educated client when it comes to how the system works.
It's so crucial, right? Because people have to be informed about what's going on with their cases and what they're up against. And, you know, as any of us know, when you're making a crucial life decision about whether to go to trial or take a plea, you talk to your family about it, and your family has to be informed and educated as well. And so we have this collaborative team approach to our work whereby everybody in the office is really a part of the defense team. You know, when we did our initial training, we took our entire staff of over the time, about over 40 people, through a training where we talk to them about the system, our approach to the work, all of our values, so that every member of our staff has a critical understanding about what we do, so that when they interface with clients and their families, they're able to provide the additional support and information for anyone who walks into the door.
Well, this is not necessarily related to this, but it is an important legal question for our time, and this is something that a lot of people, indigent defense people, are dealing with marijuana charges, which now with legalized recreational and medical marijuana in the state of Michigan, what's that going to do for the caseload? Is that going to have a big impact?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I'll leave some of that for Shante to answer, but I think the answer is yes, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you look in...
Does a lot of people get introduced to the system for that reason?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we've seen it in our practice in New York, that once marijuana was decriminalized and then hopefully, I think it's going towards legalization, we saw a dramatic drop in the number of cases that we were handling because of that. And so I would imagine the same thing will happen here. It just makes sense.
It seems like it's a huge advancement, yeah. though, when it comes, especially when it comes to people who are poor.
Right.
Because they're the ones that seem to get caught up in the system, mm-hmm. taking those plea deals back for possession and maybe minor dealing offenses that aren't going to be in that situation anymore. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting that your caseload is going to go away, but it does seem that maybe you'll be able to focus resources on some more difficult cases.
Right.
Is that a good thing?
I think so, for sure. I think that any time that we can reduce the number of people who have contact with the criminal justice system, that's a win, because we know that the consequences of contact with the criminal justice system are huge. Even an arrest can set you back in terms of a day of work. It can, a conviction can affect your ability to work, your ability to have housing, ability to be a productive member of society. So anytime we can reduce those numbers, I think we want to do that.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left here, and I want to give you both an opportunity to answer this question. How are you going to gauge success? What measurements, what metrics are you looking at? And for you, what is going to be proof that this was the right partnership? And I guess I will let the Corp Council start on this one.
Well, I think, you know, we're already feeling pretty good about things, and they're off to a wonderful start, you know. But our work at the county is does not end with this contract, and so we continue to engage with the state of Michigan to make other improvements there. You know, the state has passed the first four standards through the MIDC. There's another four yet to come, which will have dramatic impact on criminal justice and indigent defense throughout the entire state. And so we continue to work with them. We were preliminarily granted another $19 million grant from the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting on that paperwork to be finalized. And so we're continuing our relationship with the state and continuing to bring resources back home to Wayne County for the purpose. And so this is a great first step, but we've got a number of important steps that we need to make. And so we're really excited about the work that County Executive Evans is doing.
And you feel that the state is receptive to what you're talking about? They recognize this is something they need to do?
We absolutely. I mean, the commitment that the state has made has been wonderful so far, and we have every expectation that they will continue down the path that they're on.
All right. Well, Shantae Parker, I want to get from NDS's perspective.
Yeah. I think a couple of ways, right? Number one is just the data that we can collect. For example, the MIDC standard around initial interview with a client, we're collecting data about when that happens. It should happen within 72 hours. So a success would be that, you know, the majority of our cases, 100% of our cases, we're doing that. That's one way that I'll know that we're successful. The other way is by just the client experience, right? And we're already seeing that, as James has said. One example is a story of a social worker who was able to meet with the client, talk to them about their history of substance abuse, and have an understanding about why they were taking that route, and then be able to present that to the prosecutor and the judge in the case, and the client was able to be released from jail. So we're starting to see, I think those kinds of narratives are ones that we are collecting and seeing every day. And for me, that's a success. And for us to continue to grow and for people to know that we're here and that we're here to help, I think it's just will be a great success for us.
And I'm assuming it's not an accident that their offices are right here, right by Corp Counsel's offices in Wayne County. You guys are a couple of floors apart.
Well, you know, this is a strong partnership, and so we're glad that they are here. You know, I think they probably will be moving at some point as our CJC is completed, so they'll be even closer to the courthouse. But, you know, We're thick as thieves right now.
This building is beautiful, and we really wanted a space that reflected our client-centered value, meaning that we wanted a space that our clients could come into and feel like, this is my law office. These are my attorneys.
Yeah, you don't want it looking like, Better Call Saul or
something
like that.
To that point, a lot of public defender offices have bulletproof glass. You have to buzz in the door, and that is not what NDS is about. Our offices are open, come right off the elevator, and you can come right into our offices and be greeted by our reception, because we want you to feel welcome, that this place is for you, and that we're here for you, and that we value you. Yes.
Well, I appreciate both of you for coming on the program today. Best of luck. We'll follow up in a little while and see how things
Please
are going.
Do.
But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Shantae Parker is the director of the Detroit Office for the Neighborhood Defenders Service. And also, we had a chance to talk to James Heath, who is corporate counsel for Wayne County here in Michigan. Hope you enjoyed the show. Fascinating stuff. And These are the kinds of conversations I like to have on this program. And if you enjoy it, let me know. Send me an email, thecraigvolleyshow@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Snapchat, even on Instagram, all those places. Send me messages. Many of you send me messages on Messenger as well. I usually get those, although they pop up on my phone and they make an annoying noise. I don't like Messenger that much, but I do respond. So go for it. If that's what you must do, I understand. In the meantime, tomorrow, the week that was, and if you don't think we have stuff to talk about this week, you would be wrong. We had a Democratic debate that took place on Wednesday night, somewhat substantive debate on some pretty big issues. We'll talk a bit about that. We'll, of course, talk about the impeachment hearings that are going on. This stuff is just wild, and it's getting stranger, and people are digging in on either side even more. Will we ever come to some sort of an agreement on whether this is a problem or not? We'll get into that on tomorrow's show, I'm sure. Lots of other things taking place as well. So I'm looking forward to that. It's always a lot of fun to do the week that was here on Deadline Detroit. We'll see you tomorrow. Join me then. Look for it on Facebook Live at about 11:30. But of course, if you can't watch us live at 11:30, that's okay. I'll make it available as a podcast, and it will be at DeadlineDetroit.com as well as soon as we are finished. Thanks for checking it out today. We'll talk again. The Craig Folley Show on Deadline Detroit is made possible in part by Mad Dog Professional Services. Mad Dog Professional Services focuses on putting their clients on the leading edge of technology, faster than thought possible, to capture new revenue streams. That's Mad Dog Professional Services.